Daisy Martinez, chef, television personality, and author, is here to talk about Dining Out for Life, the HIV/AIDS fundraiser, and give us her spin on her LGBT issues. Hi, Daisy.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
Great, happy to be here.
Tell us about Dining Out for Life.
Dining Out for Life, believe it or not, has been around for 25 years, and it's a delicious event that's held in nearly 60 cities across North America, including Philadelphia, where it all began. It involves more than 3,000 restaurants nationwide, and these restaurants will participate this year on Thursday, April 30th, by donating a generous portion, approximately one-third of the day's proceeds, to local AIDS service organizations.
How did you become involved with Dining Out for Life?
It's really a funny story. Actually, two of my sons went to college in Philadelphia, and so I was spending a lot of time there, and I did an event where I ran into, this was about 4 or 5 years ago, to someone who was attending a Dining Out for Life event, and I was like, well, hey, how can I be a part of this? And I was invited along, and it was an instant match. They asked me to get involved, to become a spokesperson, and it was my delight to do so. I'm a big advocate for the LGBT community, and it's important to me to bring awareness to this. We really do need the money for research and the money for support of the community.
What would you like to accomplish for Dining Out for Life?
Awareness. Most people don't think of this as a front burner issue anymore. And the truth is that today more than ever, through lack of education, awareness, and funds, more and more people are coming down with this scourge. And we have to put a stop to that.
What is your personal commitment to LGBT civil rights?
This is another thing. I was a child of the 70s, so I lived through losing too many friends to the beginning of the AIDS scourge. In addition, I have various family members that are gay that I support 120%. It's really funny because in my circles, I'm known as the lady of the gay because all of my friends, I think I have one token straight friend. The LGBT community has just been so supportive of the whole Daisy brand. They come to my classes, they buy my books, they show up for book signings. I get tons of fan mail from them. It's gotten to the point where I don't even like to differentiate. I don't like to say LGBT because they're my friends, and I don't make that distinction. They're my friends, and that's it.
With marriage equality headed to the Supreme Court later this month, what would you like to see happen for LGBT equality in the next few years?
First of all, I would like it to stop being an issue. When did straight marriage, when was that ever an issue? I want marriage equality for the LGBT community to stop being an issue the way interracial marriage was an issue 25, 30 years ago. Love is love. There should be no political force that should be able to tell you who you can love and who you can marry. I mean, the whole concept to me is alien. You don't choose to be born. You don't choose to be born a certain way, and you don't choose who you fall in love with. It shouldn't be something that we should have to be fighting for. To me, it's ridiculous.
LGBTQ teens are 4 times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers, and we continue to have numerous teens taking their own lives after facing bullying incidents. What advice would you have for these kids?
This whole issue breaks my heart. I can't imagine how lonely and hopeless and despairing a young person must be to get to the point where they don't feel that they can turn to a mother or a father or a sister or a brother. So for me, as an individual, what I would say to those children, the way that I would say it to my own children, is there's always someone here. In your family, someone always loves you. Always, always loves you. And if you can't talk to your mother or you can't talk to your father, talk to a cousin, a peer. The thing is not to keep it bottled up inside, because I believe that if you talk to somebody, they'll be able to talk you through it, at least through to another day. And if you can do that, if you can see the sun come up the next morning, that's hope, man. That's hope. You can come back from anything except death. It tears me up as a mother. I get really emotional about it, to think that someone's child feels so desolate that they can't approach the one person in the world who should be able to embrace those children as their mother. I'm missing the chip to process that information. So please don't keep it inside. Reach out. Talk to someone.
How can people get information about Dining Out for Life?
Go to diningoutforlife.com to see what restaurants are participating, and then go and support the event. bring a bunch of your friends, sit around a table, open a glass of wine, share some really delicious food, come together. You'll be creating new memories. You'll be supporting an incredible cause. You'll be raising money for research. And the great thing about Dining Out for AIDS is that the money that's raised in any community stays in that community. And the restaurants that participate donate approximately one-third of their monies raised that day to Dining Out for Life Action AIDS. So it's a really, really wonderful thing. DiningOutForLife.com, be there or be square.
What other projects are you working on?
I'm working on a few projects, actually. Co-producing a web series called Daisy, period, that involves my journey as a human being and how the kitchen relates to that. And so I reach out to the community and I reach out to friends, and I'm really trying to express how people come together around food. Everyone has food memories, whether it's a taste or an aroma. Myself, for instance, I can't smell roasted peppers without instantly being in my grandmother's house on a Saturday afternoon, because my father loved roasted peppers, stuffed peppers, and she would make them for lunch on Saturdays when we visited her. So everyone has their version of that, whether it be bacon, whether it be, I don't know, whatever it is, roast chicken, somebody's chicken soup, whatever it is, everyone has those memories. So food really is a powerful, important vehicle, and I try to relay that in the series that I'm doing. How people from day to day use food to heal, to nurture, to comfort. I mean, if you think about it, every major event in a person's life is augmented by food. Celebrations, parties. When someone dies, you sit shiva or you send food for comfort. So, you know, it transcends happy or sad. Food brings people together, and that's the message that I'm trying to get out in this web series.
Do you have a favorite quote or mantra to get you through difficult times?
Girl, let me tell you something. My father, who was a New York City Fire Department captain for 30 years, is the wisest man I know. And I often go to him for advice, and he's seen me through some really, really dark times. And the one thing that my dad has said to me that I always pull out, you know, when I'm feeling like the sun's not going to come up in the morning, he says to me, Daisy, every day above ground is a good one. It's an opportunity for you to change things. So that's my go-to.